Okay, we're starting at the top of Lamed Zayin and Aleph, so 6 lines down. Mistamech Vazil, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya is the Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya that supposedly is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in our Mishnah, the one who was the Matir, or had the Beit Din that was Matir Shemin. So here we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, the grandson of Rabbi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and they altered his name, as Tosfot said, to put him into the Mishnah. They, after the fact, they amended the Mishnah, they altered the Mishnah to put it in to sound like that it was done by Atana. But it was Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya and his Beis Din that were Matir Shemin. So he was going, Akatfei de Rabbi Simlai Shemei. He's going on the shoulders of Simlai Shamish. Samarle Simlai Oita Emesh Bebe Midrash Kshetarnu et Hashemin. So he says, you weren't in the Beis Medrash with us when we were Omei Laminyon and we took care of this problem of Shemin and we were Matir. The din is Shemin. He says, in our day, will we also end up being Matir Pat? Because we know Shemin and Pat came together. So we also do that. If we do that, then they're going to call us a Beis Din that's Matir everything. Right, we're the Beis Din Matir. Ditzan. Mishnah Heid, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda, Al Ayel Kamso, Dachin. He said, number one, Ayel Kamso is a type of locust, type of grasshopper that is Mutar, Tahor. That was the first thing. But Mashke Beit Mitbachaya, Dachin. Also that the liquids that were used in the Beit Mitbachai and the Beit HaMikdash, the place, the Makom HaShkita and the Hefsheta Orot, so over there where there was Dam and Mayim, those Mashkim are Torim. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly that means. By Dikrav the Meitad Misev, and that someone who touches Meit is Tameh. So obviously that's problematic. I mean, why is that a kula? And isn't that a din d'oraisa? So the Gemara has to go through all of that. The Karla Yosef Shario, his new name became Yosef the Matir because he was Matir these three things. Amalei Hotam Sharitat over there, Matir three things. Umar Sharachado, and you only were Matir one thing. Bishari Mar Chadachwita Akati Tartin Udavian, and even if you do one more, it'll only be two. So why not? Now from here, Tosus proves, on yesterday's daf, Tosus proves that it must have been that the Gzera Pat did not take hold in Rov Kalal Yisrael. It was not well accepted, because the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya over here, or that the suggestion was that he should be Matir Pat, his objection is not the fact that it's one of the Yudchet Davar, it's not the fact that it's already Nitvas B'chol Yisrael. It just says that it will be called a Beit Din Shario. That was his only objection. The fact that that's his only objection shows you that he would have been, had it not been for the fact that he'd been called a Beit Din Sharia, he would have been willing to be Matir Pat. So Tosfos uses that a proof to show you that it was, like Shemin, it was not Nipas, it was not widely accepted, and therefore, if you're mitzdarif with that, that it's a Gzer She'in Rov Tzibur Yecholim Lamod Bo, that we should be Matir it. Tosfos brought the second Teirutz also, that the Yerushalmi says that there was, they actually a later Beis Din. He didn't do it, but a later Beis Din was Matir it. So he brings the Yerushalmi. So those two things, Tosa says, for that reason, we should say that Pat doesn't, or Pat Akum really doesn't exist today.
What kind of reason is it that it would call us a Beit Din Shari? I mean, if it should be Mutar, it says, what about that? Look, look,
what
we've made. Because
they're going
to call you
a Beit Din
Shari, so that's
the reason not to be Mutar. I don't know, maybe they feel that it would cast aspersions on all of their, it took hold because they were willing to accept it. Once they became, when they brought up all these kulas, they would think that they were just the kula based in and they weren't well thought out and their positions weren't well thought out. So maybe they thought it would undermine their integrity or their authority if they kept being matir everything. That's a possibility. I don't know exactly what was, but if, obviously, if it's the right thing to do, they should do it.
Why do they matir Shemin and not the Pat? If they were both in the same level.
It sounds like Shemin was a bigger issue for them. I would assume that it was a bigger deal for them, that it was more, and that today it would be the other way around. Today, Pat would be more, but in their day, it must have been that Shemin.
It was used for so many things,
probably. It was very widely used. It was a very widely used, and Pat, everybody cooked in their own house. I mean, that was everybody cooked their own Pat. So I assume that that's why there was a difference. Amalei, Ano Shirai Achwiti. Says, no, this isn't number two. This would be number three, because I was already mad through something else. Mahi, what was this other heter? Tetzanan is a mission. Zegitech im lo bati mikan ad shnei mesar chodesh. This is your get. If I don't come over the next 12 months, umayit betoch shnei mesar chodesh, and he dies within that 12-month period, so obviously he's not coming at the end of the 12-month period. Ain't no get. It's not a get. What are we chosesh for over here? There's no such thing as get la'achar mito. So the problem is that he says that this will be a get if I don't come from now until 12 months. So it sounds from here that the get only takes effect once the 12 months expire. If that's the case, then it's a get lachamito. So that won't work. So they said, it's eno get. But Tani Allah. And on that, we have, obtain away tiru ali nasei. There were those Rabbanon that were matir li nasei. Ramina man rabotenu. Who are these rabotenu that were matir? Am Rav Yehuda Mishmo, Beitina de Shara Mishka. That same Bizdin that was, that had the kuva by the shaman, it was matir shaman. They were also matir here. So you can see, they were already, pointing out that the one kula and they pile on the next kula. They don't even call them the Bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda Nisia. They call them the Bezdin that was matir shaman. She had no children. So it's a problem of Yibum. She had to be matter for Yibum, right? Obviously, she has children. It's not an issue. The problem is if she doesn't have children, there's a problem of Yibum. It's Savi Lo Rabbi Yossi. So they held, like Rabbi Yossi, Damar Zmanu Shel Staro Mochiach Alav. That the Zman of the Shtar proves something. Why else to date the Shtar? If you are correct about the fact that this Shtar, when he makes the Tanai, he's saying basically this Shtar won't, this will only take effect, this get will only take effect after the 12 month period, then why does he bother dating the Shtar? The date of Shtar has no relevance anymore because the dating of the Shtar, the get's not effective from the date of the Shtar. It only becomes effective after the 12 months. Truth is, you do need the date to know when the 12 months expire, but let's just say why, according to Rabbi Yossi, the dating of the shtar makes it that it's as if he said mi'achshav. It's as if he says from now and after 12 months. Now everybody agrees, and we'll see this in a second in the Gemara, when you say from now, mi'achshav, and then arach shemus ha'chodesh, it takes effect immediately, and the tonight is a condition that must be fulfilled in order for that to take effect immediately. Well, that condition is that you don't return after 12 months. Now if he's dead, he's not coming back after 12 months, the tonight is fulfilled, and therefore the get is a valid get based on that. So they held like Rabbi Yossi that says, Zman Shul Shtar Mochiach Lav. Rami Rabbi Abba, Breit Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Hore Velo Hodulo. It's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya gave this psak, and they did not agree with him.
Which psak?
That the get. Kol Shato, some say that it was all of his time, meaning that perish. Kol Chachamim Shnimtzu Uboto Sha'a. All the Chachamim in his time period did not agree with him. Rami La Kol Siyato. And there's some that say it was his whole siyah, meaning that it means the b'nei base medrash, the people in the base medrash thing. So either some people say it was anybody who was his contemporary, did not agree with him. Others say it was anybody who was in his base medrash, did not agree with him. But they did not accept his heter, they did not accept the fact that he paskin like Rabbi Yossi. That's a good question. Tosus over here says, Rabbanan late lehu de Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan don't hold the Rabbi Yossi. Perish b'nei doro shayu chalukim alav. Mikom akom lekel mifshat en alocha ke Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't prove from here that the loch is not like Rabbi Yossi. And Tosu says, even though they disagreed over here, the loch is like Rabbi Yossi, the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah over here, and we do Paskin. It took hold. It's after, it must have been after his generation, or after his contemporaries, or later on in his life, it did take hold, and that they were matir. This. Here it's not undermining something. Here it's a psak halacha, whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi or not like Rabbi Yossi. Here it's not the matter of gzeira, previous takana. Here it's a gedder, what's halacha like? So I'm a lay Rabbi Elazar, lahu sabo. Belazi asked an older gentleman who had been there at the time that they were Omei Dominion, ki shiritu, when they were matter at the altar, shiritu, the loati, odim alacha shnei mechodesh, daikim lei tenei. So the Gemara says, he wants to know, Rabbi Elazar says, I know that they pass him like Rabbi Yossi. That means that Manu Shul Shtar Mochiach Lav. It means that it's equivalent of Ma'achshav. And after Mekayim the Tznai, that I won't show up for the next 12 months. When he dies, we know he's not showing up in the 12 months. So do we say that the get is effective immediately? Right there, at that moment, it's effective because we know for sure that the Tznai is accomplished. Or do we have to still wait for the 12 months to expire to show that the Tznai did not be Nitzkayim, even though we know for sure that it will not be Nitzkayim? So that's what he asked. So now the Gemara says, V'tibay lecha amat nitan. Why are you asking on this inyan of Rabbi Yossi over here, on this halacha of Rabbi Yossi, why don't you ask it on the Mishnah itself, the Tznai? In the Mishnah where it's explicit, arei ze gidech mi'achshav, im lo ba'ati mikan v'ad ha-12 chodesh, and then he dies within the 12 months. Avi get. That's a good get. The high kayim late tonight. The tonight was accomplished. Miti bailoch. This asks the same question. The altar avi gita, is it immediately effective? Dalo ata, because he will never come. Odil malach, you bet chodesh. We still have to wait for the 12 months to expire. The high kayim late tonight. That's when the tonight is accomplished. When he says Enoch Hanami, he could have asked on the Mishnah when he's explicit and used the word Me'akshav instead of relying on Rabbi Yossi, who's saying that Shtarom Achiyachalav. So nevertheless, but he didn't do that. Mishum Da'avya Ba'u Minyono. But as he was there in this minyan, this Saba was there in the minyan, so he wanted to ask him, what happened? What did they say at that minyan? Did they say that it was the altar that happens immediately, or did it happen after time? So he figured he had an eyewitness. They said, ask him what was happening, rather than asking the question on the Mishnah Stam, where he didn't have necessarily anybody who had evidence to which way it would go. So Agamar says, Omer Bai, Akomodim, everybody agrees that Kedushitetzei Chama Min Artika, when you say Mishitetzei, in the, you know, that tense, the future tense, when it comes out, that means the chinafka kamarle. That means when it happens in the future. It means it's not happening now, when it happens in the future. So that means when the sun comes out, then this will take effect. That means not now, but in the future. The other hand, v'chi ma'it v'leilio, and if he says, if he dies that night, get achamitohu, then it's not a good get. If he says your get's effective when the sun comes out, the sun rises, that's no good, because that means the get is only effective when the sun does rise. So there's nothing to talk about there. If he dies overnight, it's a get lachamita. Al minat shetetzei chamam midartika. On the condition that the sun will rise, that's the equivalent of saying ma'achshav kamarlo. That is if he said from now, assuming the sun rises. Chimayit b'leil yon. If he dies at night, yavada itzno. Have it's definitely a condition, v'get michayim. It's a get when he's alive, because it gets effective immediately. Just a condition. When the sun rises, then, at the point that the sun rises, this gets effective from now. So, get Michaim, who kid Ravuna, based on the principle of Ravuna, which we've seen before many times, Dam Ravuna, Kolomer Amanat, Kolomer Machshav Dami. And he says, on condition that, is the equivalent of saying, it's effective now, and this is a condition, this is a Tanai. There, Lo Nechuku Ela Be'im, Teitse. If the sun will come out, then this get will be effective. So that's the question here. This machlok is between, Rabbi Yossi and others about whether Shtar Mochiach Alav or not, is all revolves around this Be'im, which is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Savar Lo Ki Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Seh holds like Rabbi Yossi, Damar Zmano Shul Shtar Mochiach Alav, that the Shtimano Shul Shtar is Mochiach on him. Avalek Me'ayom. Avalek Me'ayom Imeti. It's equivalent of saying if it's from today, if I die, or Ki Me'achshav Imeti, or from this moment, if I die. Meaning that there's no, the condition is only after the fact that it's effective. It's effective immediately, just there's a condition that's residual there. Rabbanan, late load Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbanan don't hold of Rabbi Yossi. Barbalek, zegitech, it's equivalent of, this is your vitech, l'shetetze. When it comes out, imeti greda, and that there's nothing to talk about, l'shetetze. We said before, l'shetetze. Tetze achama, that's clear that it's not now, but effective later. I mean, he's deferring the effectiveness of the get till after the condition is fulfilled. So that's the machlokas here. The machlokas revolves around this smaller unit. Again, we have a clear case by l'shetetze. Everybody agrees that's a future, and it's a deferred effectiveness. Me'achshav, me'ayom, al-manat, everybody agrees that's effective immediately, and it's just a residual condition that has to be fulfilled in order to happen immediately. The only question revolves around this one question about if he says be'im. When he says be'im, in that situation, what's the din? Mochiach alav or ing mochiach alav? Gufa. Now the Gemara is going to go back and understand about Yossi ben Yoezer over here. So I just point out again that the Gemara is using Rabbi Yehuda Nasi here. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, again, it's not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, as Rashi points out over here. It's Ben Beno, Sherebi, Ayah, or Rashi, Imu Teradli Nasei. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi'ah, even though they're calling him Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in the Gemara over here. Somewhat undermines Tosus's position. Tosus before says in the Mishnah they call him Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Over here they call him Rabbi Yehuda Nasi'ah. Over here they're still calling him Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, even though it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi'ah. All right, now, Gufa. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, ish tredal, ayel kamsa dachain, that it's mutar or it's kosher. Vamashke be mitchay dachain, vadikra do meta misaev. Vikari le Yosef Sharia, my ayel kamsa, where's an ayel kamsa? Vabamash shushiva. So now you're much better off. It's a shushiva, as Rashi points out, it's min chagav rosho aruch. It's a type of grasshopper locust that has a very long head, long neck. So that's a feature, a unique feature about it. So because of that, there's a machlokas about whether it's mikubal, it's a machlokas in the Gemara and Chulin, about Rosh Aruch, whether that's included in those items that are mutar or not, mutar when it comes to the locusts, grasshoppers that are mutarim, what is the qualification? So there's somebody that dashes it as a klalu prat, says only these items, nothing else, it would have been excluded. And someone dashes a klalu prat to klal, says anybody with these features, And so since he has the general features of what a grasshopper locust has, even though Rosh Aruch, that's not a problem, it would be kasher. And Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer paskins, like the one who said, klal prato klal, that it's mutar. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya ba'ami mishmeit ula amar susbil. And we're talking about a susbil over here. So, amar, Rabbi Papa amar shushiva bekamil v'filgei ba'or Rosh Aruch. So the Nais has a shushbiya, and the problem is that they're arguing, or they're arguing about whether the long neck, long head, if that matters. Ma'asav rosh aruch asur, ma'asav rosh aruch mutar. That has to do whether you dash in a klal prat or klal prat to klal. B'chia b'armi mishmedulo amar susbil. We're talking about a susbil over here. B'rosh aruch kuli amalo pligei. By rosh aruch, nobody argues. Now, what the next word should be in the Gemara, which is subject to a machlokas. Rashi says the next word in the Gemara is kuli amalo. Is lo pligei do asur. Everybody agrees Rosh Aruch is Asur, which made the Shushiva, everybody agrees is Asur. But that is the Girs of the Rach. On the other hand, if you look in the bottom of the Rach, on the previous Omud, he says, Rosh Aruch, Kuliyam lo pligi de Shari, that it's Mutar. So that, and the Rabbeinu Tam liked that better. Like Achni Rabbeinu Tam liked the Girs of the Rach, that it's Mutar. It's a big nafkamina here. But anyway, he thinks that Kuliyam is Matir by Shushiva. What are the qualifications for a kosher sheretz here, which is the grasshopper or the, I'm using the word sheretz loosely because sheretz is not kosher, but one of these grasshoppers or locusts that are kosher is where the wings cover the entire body of the animal. That is only true if it covers the entire body or the rove of the body. What happens if it covers the rove of the body? It's like mitzumtam. It just barely makes it to there. So that's an argument. You need a rove measured. If you measure it to the millimeter, it's fine. We need a real rove, a rove that is obvious to the person who sights it. When you see it, you need a rove de minkar, right? Similar type of idea that we have in the Gemara and Brachos by benching, you need a ruba, the ruba de minkar. When it comes to benching, you need 7 people, 8 pots, because you need a ruba de minkar. So he's saying that it's obvious. As soon as you look at them, you know right away that it's the rove. Not something where you have to measure and to figure out exactly that it's the rove. So one of them says it's just a halachic requirement. Rove. You find it. If it measures the rove, it's fine. If it doesn't, no. The other one says, no. Rove is about visible. When people look at it, they have to know that it's kosher. They don't have to know that, oh, maybe he's eating kosher. No, he's not even kosher. They have to know right away. He sees it, it's kosher because it's a rove. So that's the machlokas over here about the susbil. But whether it's chufin and rubo, and with regards to the shushiva, according to Ula, that's a question whether, depending which girsa you say, whether it's totally mutar or totally asur, according to everyone. Right, now next. That the liquids in the Beit HaMikdash, in the area where they worked on the karbanot, or they, you know, stripped them down, and there's a lot of blood and water in those areas, that so they washed them down and they stripped them down. What does it mean, mutar? So this is from a little flashback to the Gemara Pesachim at the end of the first parak, right, the one that all the yeshivas skipped, is Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, which is all about the Tumah and Tahara there. So this Macholkus is there, which is Rav Amar Dachein Mamash. He says, Tahor, he means completely and utterly Tahor. Means they do not nakabel tuma, and they do not give over tuma to something else. On the other hand, Shmuel Amar, Dachein Mibutamei Achirim. They're mature, Tahor from Mitamei other things. But, Tumat Tatsman, Timim Mekabel, Tumat Yeshvim, that they definitely have. Why? So Rav Amar Dachim Mamashkosar, Tumat Mashkim Dirabanan. He holds all Tumat Mashkim as a Din Dirabanan. That means whether to accept Tumat, or whether to give over Tumat, that's all Dirabanan. Yeah, all Mashkim. No, not Shiva. Shiva Mashkim is about Hechshe, the Kabel Tumat. Over here, Mashke is something that is accepting. Any liquid that accepts Tumat, I mean that there's no liquid that can get Tumat with it. So now, Bechi Gozer Rabanan Tumat. Means mashkim in a Torah do not have any tumah associated with them. Period. The Torah at the end of Parshat Shmini talks about liquids, so that's going to be the hechsher, the kabel tumah. That's going to be used. All those liquids there. He's going to talk about that parsha in Shmini. Yeah, what's makshir tvua? There anything that you need to be in the kabel tumah? You need a makshir. These liquids are valid for makshirim. It itself is not mekabel tuma midoraisa. Midorabonon it is mekabel tuma. That's all din derabonon.
When we say
the ochlim, but those are ochlim. Those aren't mashkim. According to him, no. According to Rab, no. Yes, midorabonon, but no midoraisa. Yes, according to Rab. That's only in general mashkim. They didn't put their gzera in place over there. That's only to give tumah to others. Because tumah mashkim d'oraita. That's parshat shmini. That's everything you're talking about that we know. Mashkim are mekabel tumah. They can't give over tumah midoraisa, but midoraisa they are mekabel tumah. Tamei acherim is the rabbanim. The chigaz are rabbanim. Mashkim d'alma. They only go there and mashkim d'alma. About mashkim beit mitchay lo gazus. So therefore, they're not giving over tumah. So Malchus Rav and Shmuel revolves around what part of mashkim is the rabbanim. Whatever is the rabbanim in mashkim, they weren't go there and beit mitchay. So Rav holds all dinim of mashkim are the rabbanim. He holds by beit mitchay. There's nothing to talk about. Mashkim have no tumah whatsoever because there's no din d'oraisa. Shmuel thinks that. Mashkim have a din d'oraisa when it comes to Kabbalat Tumah, but not with giving over Tumah. Over there he says that it's only that part which is the Rabbana, which means giving over Tumah. So there in Beit Midrashay, there's no giving over Tumah. There is acceptance of Tumah, but no giving over of Tumah. The last thing is, Val Dikrov the Meita Mesav, according to Yosef Sharia. So the Gemara says, Yosi Asra mi Baila, they should call Yosi the Machmir. What do you mean? He's making it Tamei. Ba'od, d'oraita he. What do you mean? You touch a mate that you're Tamei, that's a din d'oraisa. It says that you're Tamei. Right? D'oraita, d'ikrav, Tamei. D'ikrav, d'ikrav, Torah. So this is it, that anybody who touches a mate, mina Torah, is Tamei. Someone who touches a Tamei mate, so mate is an avia tumah. Someone who touches a mate is an ava tumah. So that is someone who's Tamei mate. If you touch them, then it would be tahor mina Torah. That's what it says. Va'atu inu, v'gazar afil dikra b'ikrav. Chomim came along and said that even someone who touches a Tamei mate is Tamei. Va'atu yu v'ukma doraita. He returned it to the din doraisa. It says, Dikra, Dikra, Navi Doraisa. What are you talking about? Someone who takes touches someone who touched a mate, that's a Din Doraisa. Udiftiv. Pchol Shari Gat HaTamei Yitma. Anybody who the Tamei touches, the Tamei is not the mace himself, that's someone who touched the mate. Someone touched the mate and then touches someone else, Yitma, he's Tamei. Samru Abana Kame Durava, Mishmei de Marzutra, Braider of Nachman, Dama Mishmei de Rav Nachman. This is the din. Deoraita, Deikra, Beikra, Bechiburim, Tumat Shiva, Shlo Bechiburim, Tumat Erev. So this depends. How did you touch the person that is Tamei mate? The Tamei mate touched the mate himself. So he's an Avatuma. When he touched the mate, did you also touch the Tamei mate? Meaning that you were touching the Tamei mate the same time he was touching the mate, the same moment. That's called Chiburim. He becomes like a vehicle or a median, right, to get through. That like the electricity passes through. So the Tumah passes through, and you are Tamei Tumat Shiva. A person who is touching him at the same time he is Nogeba mate, they are Tumat Shiva.
It's like you always accuse yourself.
Touch the mate, equivalent of you touching the mate. On the other hand, if he already separated from the mate and you touch him, you're only Tamei Tumat Erev. The only time for one day, you go to the mikvah, that's because you are a Rishon LeTumah. Rishon LeTumah goes to the mikvah, and it's Tamei Tumat Yom, right? Tumat Erev, they call it, and he goes to the mikvah, and he's Torah after that one day. V'ato inu v'gazor afilu shlo b'chiburim. Long time b'chachamim, and they were gozer, that even when he's not b'chiburim, even when he's separated already, he touches him, which should be Tumat Erev, made it the Raisa. They made a gzeirah that he should also be Tumat Shiva. Tumat Shiva. V'ato inu v'ukma doraisa. And all come Yosef Erez and returned it to the din doraisa. So my says, Doraita Mahi. How do you know that's me Doraita? Dichtiv. Hanogeya b'meit l'chol nefesh adam b'tamei shivat yomim. Somebody who touches a mate, is tamei for, tamei mate, it's tamei 7 mei. Dichtiv. Chol ashe yigaboa tamei yitma. And after that, the person who touches the mate is tamei shivat yomim. The person who touches the tamei mate, yitma, has the same tumah. Dichtiv, but we have another pasuk that says, v'nefesh hanogat titma ad'arv. The one who touches the same is tamei erev. So which one is it? Is it shiva or is it erev? That's your answer. The answer is that yes, sometimes you'll be Tamei Tumat Shiva, sometimes you'll be Tamei Tumat Erev. Depends how you came into contact with the Tamei mate. If you came into contact with the Tamei mate while he's still touching the mate, then you're Tamei Yitma. You're like him. You'll be Tumat Tumat Shiva. It's as if you touch the mate. And then if you are touching the Tamei mate after he already released, already he was already moved away from the Tamei mate, the mate himself, then you are now only Tamei Tumat Erev. That's how you explain the difference in the psukim. Stop saying these empty bottles about, you know, like bottles full of air about Rav Nachman. These empty statements about Rav Nachman. Now, as Tosus points out over here, it's not that they didn't believe that that everything we said until now could have been right, right? But it's not what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman was not involved in this, and that's what he, not what the issue by Yossi ben Yoezer was. Right. It says here, it tells us here, Aram Dermaro, lo tidlu be buki suga brab nachan, la mishum ti itlai tuma bi chiburim, la abdo reisa. It's not because he doesn't hold of these dinim. El mishum to chasavra, Yosef ben Yosef, lo ayri ba'ochi. Just says, that's not what Yosef ben Yosef is talking about. So true, the halacha might be right, but that's not what Yosef ben Yosef is talking about. That's Rav Nachman would never have said this in the shame of Yosef ben Yosef. So achi amar Rav Nachman, this is what he's talking about. Safek tuma b'shut rabim, he tir lam. He was matir, safek tuma b'shut rabim. I says, "Va'hilcha tami sota gamrin in law." Is that halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim or halacha that we learn out of sota? By sota, we learn all dinim. Since sota is phrased betumah, and we know a sota is b'shuta yachid, and it's a safek. Instead, we learn out from sota, kol safek tumah b'shuta yachid is tamei. Kol safek tumah b'shuta rabim is going to be tower. So my says, "Ma sota b'shuta yachid af tumah b'shuta yachid." Just like sota is b'shuta yachid, so to tumah. Rabbi Yochanan says about that, that is true, halacha is that way, but we do not publicize that halacha. So Rashi points out, because they didn't want them in Mezalzel and Tyros and Tuma in Rishut Rabim. So he says, then he went along and publicized it. That's what Yosef ben Ezra, he publicized the fact that Tuma Rishut Rabim, Safek Tuma Rishut Rabim is Torah. So Tanya Nami Yochri was similar, right? Rabbi Yudu Omer, Korot Na'atz Lehem. Rabbi Yehuda says that they went and placed beams or demarcations. Vamar adkan reshut rabim, adkan reshut yachid. Before until this point is reshut yachid. Until that point is reshut rabim. Why would he do that? Why was he demarcating them to tell for tuma? What's tuma? Savek tuma de reshut rabim. What's savek tuma reshut yachid? So Rashi says idol samein. Rashi gives two reasons. One is the samein between the bik'ah, which is reshut yachid, and the reshut rabim, which is the area. So that's one possibility. Rashi brings a second possibility, which is what we saw in Baba Batra. In Baba Batra, we said about a mavoi that is attached to the Rishut Rabim, that the first four amot of a mavoi that is attached to Rishut Rabim has a din like Rishut Rabim. Because sometimes dachile rabim, right? Dachile dachikele rabim. There are a lot of too much pressure, too much traffic, and they push into the first four amot of the mavoi. So because of that, as a din reshut rabim. So that's what he demarcated. He demarcated after four amot into the mavoi. He put up the piece of wood to demarcate between reshut yachid and reshut rabim. Again, for the safek tuma. Long comes. When he came before Rabbi Yanai, Amarlo Hamaya Bishikata Debinara Zilutovel. There's good water in the, or deep water in the Nahar. Zilutuvlu, go do tefillah. So these were Safek Tuma Pershut Rabim. Should have been Tahor. But what did he say to him? Go to the mikveh anyway. Because he held, you're not allowed to give the psak. You're not allowed to tell people about this. Halacha kain, bein morim kain. You don't publicize it. Don't make this into a public issue where everybody thinks that you don't have to go to the mikveh anymore. Rather go. That's your, the din is to go to the mikveh. So there we see that the original halacha was halacha bein morim kain. Along comes Yosef ben Yoezer and says, you know, morim kain. He goes ahead and he's more in public that safek tuma b'shut rabim is Torah. Ve'ashlakot. Now, shlakot were mentioned in the Mishnah, which is the problem of what the shlakot are in the Mishnah is unclear. I mentioned this in the Mishnah. It turns out actually to be a machlokas Rashi and Tosafot over here, although Rashi agrees with Tosafot in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Vashlakot, ukvashin, right, shudarkam lateda tochlan yain b'chometz. So the shlakot, the cooked vegetables, or anything that's cooked, and kvashim, those that are pickled, are asur. Why? Because it says that they place wine and chometz, they place wine and vinegar into them. So the wine and the chometz, does that just modify the kvashin, that they use that for pickling? Or is it also modifying the shlakot beforehand? So is the problem for shlakot that they add in davar tameh? Or is the problem by shlakot something else, which Rashi mentions on the Mishnah, mishum chatnot? Right, which is on the Mishnah, he says mishum chatnot. So that actually be subject to a machlokes Rashi and Tosafot here. But that's what we're talking about here, shlakot, which is basically bishul akum. Talking about Bishul Akum over here. Man says, oh, Menahani Mili. How do we know that Bishul Akum is Asur? Rabbechir Ba'avam, Rabbi Yochanan Merkura, it says, Ochel Ba'kesev Tashbireini, Vachalti, Umay Ba'kesev Tidinli, Vishatiti. Right, so this is when Bnei Israel are passing through, they want to ask, they go along, they're asking all the people they pass by that they can Edom, and they ask from Sichon, whether they can just buy, they can buy food and they can buy drink, we don't want to bother, we just want to pass through here. And all of them refuse to give them food and Ochel. So over here it says, what does it say? Ochel b'kesef tashbireini v'achalti. Mayim b'kesef tzitenli v'shatiti. Kemayim. What are they allowed to purchase? Things that are like water. If I'm buy water which has no change in it, so too, I can only purchase items that are not changed by the goy. If that's the case, chitim basan kaliot, kliot, he takes kernels of wheat and he roasts them. So that should be asur, achanamid asurim. That should be asur, because they didn't, they changed. Right over there, they changed them from the original status. Chitim achanami. Right, you say, that's the case. Vatanya, we have a price. Chitim basan kliot. Take kernels of wheat and Jew roast them. Mutarim. Right, this is popped wheat. Instead of popped corn, you have popped wheat here. So over here he says, these are mitarim elukamayim. No, this is the drasha. My mayim shalonishtu mibriatan. They didn't change from their original state. Avoch shalonishtam mibriato. They didn't change from its original state. Maybe from its created state. So now that means chitin are still chitin. When you roast them, they're still in their original state. So that's okay. Versus something where you make a real physical change in the properties of the item when you cook it, that's problematic. It says, my alta chitim etachanan. You have a goy who takes wheat and makes it into flour. Achanami dasurin. That'll be asur because now it's not kabriato. It's not the way it was originally. It's not the original kernel. You ground it down. It's a flour. Chitim achanami. You can say achanami. Atani chitim rasan kloyot ve'akamachim vasilptot shelem mutarim. So roasted flours and fine flours are all mutarim. Elokamayim, this is the final one, which is the one we accept. Ma mayim shelo nishtam mibriyatana yedei or. Just like water makes no change to it when you use fire. Af kol chel shelo nishtam mibriyatana yedei or. Anything that's not changed by fire. So over here you have that by wheat and you roast it. It didn't change its status with the fire. It's roasted kernels. They're still the same kernels. So that's mutar. Kemach, when you make out of the wheat kernels, yes, you changed it, but you didn't do it yedeha or. It wasn't done through fire, it was done by grinding. So that's mutar. Avash shlakot, where you're cooking them and you're changing their status, that's a problem. Now we'll get to tomorrow, we'll get to whether that's really true. And it might have to do with their status, we'll get that tomorrow. But midei ur ktif, it doesn't say any fire. Where'd you get fire in the pasuk? Pasuk doesn't mention anything about fire. Ela midra bonon v'kras machto ba'amo. Bishlakum is a dinder abonon, but the kra is mesmacht obama. The kra is an asmachto that we learn from there. Now, what does it mean, midder abonon? And this is where Rashi differs with Tosus. Rashi says, shalo yisrael ragil etzlo b'machalu mishteh, v'yachileno davar tameh. So you see, Rashi thinks in the Mishnah that the chometz and the yayin are also modifying the shlakot. We're worried about him feeding non-kosher food there. That's the problem here. Then Tosu says, you can see a parish Rashi, and he rejects it. It's a problem of too much socialization. Problem that you're going to intermarry. Which is what you saw, right? In the Mishnah, Rashi says it's Mishum Chadnut. So therefore, now, interesting enough, then it brings a big heter. Tosu filled a heterim that you can't believe. It says, Omer, Arab, Rab, Abraham, be Rabbi David. That over here, Avadish Lakod Asu Chamim, Shovik Chamim, Mivashlam, Bito. That's only when the goy does it in his own house. Aval Kushum, Mivashil, Bito, Shal Yisrael, Ein Lachush, Lodu Chadnut, Lodu Shem, Yachilenu, Dvarim Tmeim. But he's in the Jew's house, not a problem of intermarriage, because he's working there, he's like a baker there, it's not about intermarriage, it's not socialization, he's working for him. And number two is, we don't worry about Dover Tomei, he's in the Jew's house. Flohodul Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam didn't agree. Because of that, you have to always worry about even his house. You always have to worry in your house, just like you have to worry in the Chachamim's house. It doesn't clarify what he has to worry about. It doesn't matter if you have to worry about Chatnut or you have to worry about Davar Tameh. I think he's referring to Davar Tameh, but he doesn't clarify that here. The Rebbeinu Tam rejects it, and because of that, he says there is Bishul Akum, even in the Jew's house. The last thing Tosfos mentions on Shlakot over here, which is also important, says Omer Rabbeinu Tam de Mibai Talmudo b'Shlakot because Savar Midoraitahi Shema Gzeirak Hadmoniti. It's a very interesting thing. He says the fact that the Gemara over here asks about Shlakot and thinks maybe it's Doraita, it must be that it's a much earlier Gzeira. Because if not, Lo Nigzera Im Apat, it wasn't at the same time as Pat. But Shlakot he Inyanei Tavshil. That's it with Tavshil and not Pat. Umi Kichila Gazura Le Mishum Chadnut. So he says, it's a separate gzeirah. And therefore, in the middle of Tosfos, it says, "Kshehitiru et apat, lo hitiru shvakot mihai taima." The pat and shvakot, trei milin inhu. They're totally different gzeirot. I'm only bringing this to the end here because it's relevant. It's relevant this year, it's going to be relevant again next year. In Eretz Yisrael, it's only relevant to Rosh Hashanah and Chutz La'aretz, it's going to be relevant in Sukkot again, twice more. Both in Sukkot and Shemini Atzeret, they'll have the same problem of eruvei tevshilin. So the first thing is that Rabbeinu Tam says a very important thing. We have to separate between Bishul Akum and Pat Akum. And therefore when they were matir, you see Tosfos says over here again, they were matir. Hitiru et apat. Right? Tosfos thinks that pat, there's no such thing as pat akum according to Tosfos. Tosfos says it was hitir. There is no pat akum. Again, today we're choshish for pat akum. Tosfos here says no such thing as pat akum. He says that they were matir, like we saw in the earlier Tosfos, the Yerushalmi that he quotes, they were definitely matir pat akum. Tosfos says when they're matir pat akum, that is pat akum and not bishul akum. Now Tosfos claims it's because the gzeirot are totally separate. That the shlakot were not part of the yudchet davar. They were not the same as the pat. They were a much earlier gzeirah. The Gemara thinks it's doraita. Nobody thinks that pat is doraita. They think it's the rabbanon right away. It's a gzeirah of the yudchet davar. So he says they're two separate and for different reasons. Which is that shlakot have to do mishum chatnut and pat is mishum yenam and yenam mishum chatnut. So that's the, or right, so that was the problem there, that it was a gzeirah, almost like the gzeirah, the pat over here. So he says because of that, when they were matir pat, they were not matir bishul akum. And I heard my brother-in-law told me last night from Rabbi Gnecht of the OU that the difference, or the reason that we're making, and we saw this in Tosfos yesterday, we pointed out in Tosfos yesterday, when it comes into a tarovet, what is the Shabbos? I'm sorry, Shabbos. When Pat Akum comes into a tarovet, it's not a sur. That means that if you are makbid on Pat Yisrael, and someone else is not makbid on Pat Yisrael, you can eat out of the same plates, you can eat out of their plates, we don't worry about tarovet. And the reason is, because, when it comes to, he quotes the Gemara in Chulin for this, the Tosfos, but the reason is that when it comes to Pat Akum, the Gavra, it's an Isra on the Gavra, not an Isra in the Chefza. But Bishul Akum, it's not just an Isur in the Gavra, it's an Isur in the Chefza. It becomes a Chefza Shal Isur. And because of that, it makes a big difference. So therefore, when it comes to Pad Akum, you can be much more Mekil with Tarovet, with other things. Even in general, you can be more Mekil because it's an Isur in the Gavra, not on the Chefza itself. The Chefza is not a Chefza of Isur. Whereas when it comes to Bishul Akum, the Chefza becomes a Chefza Isur, and it becomes totally Asur. And it affects the Pats, it affects Tarovet, it affects other things. Over there, there's much less room to be Mekil by Bishul Akum. We'll get that tomorrow, what exactly Bishul Akum involves. The last thing I want to point out is here that the Hitiru at with this Rabbeinu Tam says over here, Nami Tzorach La'Rev Eruvi Tavshilim Be'Pat U'Shlakot. They have to use pat and shlakot, because these are two separate items, you see over here. You need two items. And he's saying over here that pat and shlakot are totally separate. So you can't use, because you have for pat, doesn't mean you covered shlakot, or you did shlakot, you can't cover pat. You see, you have to make two separate gezerot. One on pat and one shlakot. So therefore, for Erev Toshilin, you need pat and shlakot. You need two separate items. Which is our minhag. But then, b'chein perish b'hag, that's what the b'hag says, also b'hag l'achot gudolot. But the Rii comes along and says, b'chein omer, to be Erev Toshilin, sagi b'chad. O pat b'tavshil. Right, that's it. And the loch is not like Rabbi Lozer, he brings down why. And at the end of the Tosfos, unbelievable line at the end of the Tosfos, Umiya alom na gula rebe patu tavshil. Everybody does pat and tavshil, which is what we do. We take one matzah pat, and we take one cooked item, an egg or something that's boiled. Right, why? The whole way over, yotza dover mi piya halachot gudol Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal Lachos that said it, we're going to be choshish for it. We have to be choshish for it. Can't, let's just let it go without that. Even though the Rii says, and others say no, the Baal Lachos Gadolos and Rabbeinu Tam said it, we're choshish for it, and that's what Olam is knowing. This is the service. This is what we do. We do Pat and Tavshil. When we did it here, Rosh Hashanah this year, next year again. Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So we'll do it again next year. And then Chutz La'aretz, they have it coming up again. They're going to have Sukkot and Shemini Atzeret. They're going to have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos again. So this has to do with Erev Tavshilin. We do Patu Tavshil for this reason over here. That's two separate items. Based on the Rabbeinu Tam's proof, and the Baal Lachos is going to pass in that way, we're no egg the Olam. Even though the Rii rejected it, the Olam's no egg like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Baal Lachos Gedolot. We'll stop over here.